Hello and welcome back to Uneducated Reviews, where we typically review things that we're uneducated on, such as movies, TV shows, and maybe even one day products.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go ahead and let Ashley and Zoe start today. So go ahead.
So what did you guys do for your Valentine's Day? Do tell.
For Valentine's Day, not too much. Priscilla came over to the house and we watched One Piece. We watched Jojo Rabbit, which is a movie about a kid who's best friends with imaginary Hitler. That was funny.
I love that.
And we got I got Hungry Howie's pizza and heart the shape of hearts, as well as breadsticks for my mom and for Priscilla. So it was a chill at home day type of Valentine's Day.
Chris and I had a gun war for about an hour to 2 hours, where he had to secure a package that he had no fucking idea what said package was.
What was the package?
Oh, it was a bunch of stuff that he'd like. He also fucked up my strawberries, but that's a story for another day.
I bought over 30 strawberries.
Yeah, and you fucked up all 30 of them.
And because they weren't like hard chocolate, freezes and gets hard. Instead, it was a dip, and nice and soft and chocolate and filled with flavor.
Yeah,
and she didn't even want it.
All right. Now that the jury is in session, let me tell you what happened. I, Ashley Schwartz, sent a picture of the exact strawberries from the exact store, the exact thing, the precise exact thing that I was like, get me these.
But did
and
you
Chris
tell him
goes, no. He goes, I'm going off the wall. I'm doing my thing. And he got something completely different. I hate wet chocolate, if that makes sense. I don't like dipping chocolate. I like it when chocolate is hard on a strawberry. If it is not hard on a strawberry, it is not, it's not my cup of tea.
Chris,
and I sent that specific thing to him. I sent him a screenshot. There was no room for interpretation.
We'll keep this podcast.
I will rebuttal. Right. I do not like wet chocolate.
I will relinquish.
Oh! Finally, I agree with Kenneth. Kenneth, am I on the right?
Wet chocolate is disgusting. And it only belongs in chocolate milk.
I sent him a screenshot of the exact strawberries.
You know what you should have gotten? The chocolate that freezes when you touch something cold. The one with the little turtle on it. It's easy, bro.
The hard shot.
My God, yeah. Oh my God, it's so good.
Now that Marie has said her part, Malcolm, would you like to rebuttal?
Oh God.
I'm gonna be the bigger man and
bigger man? Are you talking about that stomach? What was going on?
I'm going to be the bigger man and leave it alone.
He done did himself dirty.
And then we shot each other with Nerf guns.
Because I kicked him out of the car when I tried to jump in the car to escape.
Listen, at least you got a gift. Let me read. This is just me definitely joking around.
We had action.
Ow, that hurt. Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
I'm trying to take this off the wall. One second.
I want you to know that when I was buying the guns to shoot you with, a bunch of couples kept walking by and they're like, hey, what if we had a nice Nerf gun war? And I was like, nothing nice is about to happen.
You're like, it's going down.
They were like, they came in and they were like really cute. They were like, oh, babe, this will be so much fun. And I was like, you don't understand true war, the damage that will be occurring. And I hid next to the car. I put a package with the guns in the mailbox and I told Chris and I sent him a text. And I said, you had 3 minutes. What was it? Yeah, I was like, you have 3 minutes. You have a package in the mailbox. And then that's it. And on the package, it said 508. And that's when I was going to start shooting. But this motherfucker took a solid 5 minutes to just laugh at the contents of the bag. Didn't put together, you're about to get shot. And then I popped out and I was like, you ready to die, motherfucker? And then the neighbor starts laughing, and he's like, what's going on? And then I just started fucking shooting.
So I finally got this thing off the wall. For my birthday.
Hands off the wall?
No, I have a bunch of like pictures and like stuff that I've been given on my wall. So for my birthday, Priscilla drew me a happy birthday card with her own interpretation of characters from JoJo Bizarre Adventure, and I think it's super, super dope. Like, I thought that was the gift. I thought it was super cool. So she did it again for Valentine's Day. She drew me a happy Valentine's Day card with Tony Chopper from One Piece and three different versions of him. And on the back of the card, and she also got me Reese's in a bag because, you know, Reese's are my favorite. But on the back of the card, she was like, I would like to apologize for the lack of gift today, but I promise you, you will receive it in the future. I blame it on my own poor planning. Sorry.
That's so sweet.
That's a sweetums. So
I had the most perfect Valentine, though. I got a poem and some stuffed animals and manga.
Yeah. Lucky. I was supposed to get Tokyo Ghoul number 3, but apparently I gotta wait till the future.
Oh.
The future. It could be tomorrow. And he's like, you know, I'm gonna have to wait 9 years for this.
But I wanted to start this question about what everybody did for Valentine's Day, because I want to talk about what we did for our Valentine's Day today. Zoe and I celebrated Valentine's Day today.
Excuse me. I went to a sushi restaurant and got heart-shaped sushi. All right. Thank you very much. With a Tinder date.
We did skip Kenneth.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, Kenneth didn't do anything.
That's cool. Heart-shaped sushi?
It was so good.
You don't like sushi.
No, what? But the concept is cool.
Since when do you like sushi?
I love sushi.
Yeah, I'm the weird one, but I mean, I like heart-shaped items. I like heart-shaped pizza. Heart-shaped sushi would be cool to look at. My cousin got a heart-shaped pasta. Like, you can cook it in the shape
like
of
lasagna.
Like mac and cheese. I mean, it's not mac and cheese, but like, you know how like mac and cheese has like SpongeBob themed stuff and all that other stuff. There's like a type of noodle that just comes in the shape of a heart. And
Do you guys like the SpongeBob mac and cheese ones?
Listen, nope. I like if it's
I
made
don't like shaped.
I don't either. It's weird. It feels
it's
hard
texture.
And it doesn't hold the cheese. Like Ashley said.
It's not as good as the regular mac and cheese, but you will find me every once in a while grabbing some shaped ones just for the fun of it. I'm like,
there's nothing
today,
else in my house. That
I
want to
eat some cars. I want to eat some cars today.
You had a weird shape or tasting mac and cheese?
Oh. No, Isaiah did. Isaiah did,
but I also do have them.
Bring that to you.
But that's great. So today was me and Zoe's Valentine's Day, and so we were gonna pick.
We never celebrate on the day.
No, because Zoe's a busy bitch making that cash dinero.
It's also cheaper.
It's also mad cheaper. So we went to Target and we were like getting stuff to pick out on, and then we were like in the aisle that has all the leftover stuff, and then I see some of those little cards that you send like with kids to like school to give their little friends, and I go, dogs. And then I look at Zoe, and then we both come up with this idea. We're like, oh, we're going to do it. And so we out of nowhere decide we're going to drive over to Isaiah's house, not tell him. But she was like, what if he's not home? So I call him. And then I go, hey, you home? He goes, yeah. And I go, okay, bye.
In the middle of me watching One Piece, I get a phone call from Ashley. And I'm like, this is random. There's nothing planned today. Let me answer it. Maybe they need something. Are you home? Yeah, bye. What? I was so confused.
Zoe was next to me. She didn't know what I was doing. And I call you. I go like that. And I go, bye. And then she goes, wait, did you just hang up? And I go, ha, ha, ha.
We're running around this Target and we're being like the loudest people ever.
We are obnoxious. and then I'm like, I think I know where he lives. I think I can remember where he lives. I never drive there, but I think I can remember.
And then I look at our old texts and I get like, your
address. And then we're like, like, all right, let's do this. And then as we're heading over to your place, Chris snitches on us. And then we're pissed because we're like, he's a snitch. And so then we send a video in our Snapchat of us yelling, snitch, you goddamn snitch. And then we're snitch.
And then I kid you not, like a minute or two after that, my mom's like, hey, Isaiah, like from like the office. I'm like,
Alyssa!
Yeah, Alyssa! What? I'm like, yeah. Well, she's like, are you expecting people? Like, no, I'm watching my TV. I don't think so. And she's like, and she didn't recognize you guys in that car.
So she wait, like, did she wave from the window?
Was she the waving?
Probably no. I waved.
Okay, you waved. Okay, yeah. So how did she realize it was us that we were there? Was it because I honked the horn? Because Zoe was like, "How are we gonna get his attention?" I was like, "I'm gonna honk this horn." She's like, "No!" And then I started honking the horn.
Because my mom was like, "Is it? Are you expecting people?" I'm like, "No." And she's like, "Are you sure?" Because there's a car that just pulled into the driveway. I'm like, "Okay, I'm not expecting anything." And she like,
grabs his keyblades.
Yeah, and then I double do it.
We don't get visitors.
Yeah, and then
what are you doing?
My mom's like, there's two girls in the car and they're honking. And I'm like, well, if it's not Priscilla and her sister, I don't know who would be.
She's a snitch.
I'm like, wait. Is Ashley
together?
And then my mom's like, I think maybe is that Ashley? And I walked over to the office, and that's why I see you guys in the car. I'm like, yep, that's Ashley and Zoe.
No, so you waved, and Zoe goes, somebody's waving. I'm like, don't make eye contact. Don't be scared. We're going to go all out. Zoe, put on the sunglasses. And then I'm putting on sunglasses. She's putting on sunglasses. The garage starts opening, and I'm like, ah. And Zoe's like, get out the car. And I'm like, no, you get out the car. And we're like, and then in a very random thought, I just go, I'm gonna make my fingers into a gun and make him stay where he is. And then I pop out the car. I'm on top of the roof of the car, pointing my finger gun, and I'm like, don't you move a goddamn muscle! Put your hands up.
I'm like, my hands are up. My hands are up.
I started singing the Mission Impossible song, and I started running towards him, and then I hand him the package, and then I go, okay.
But I was like, keep your hands up. And then Isaiah's like, but how will I get the package? I'm like, keep your goddamn hands up.
And Zoe hands it to me, and then she backs away all the way back to the car. They're like, no, open it. And I'm like,
it's a bomb.
I'm living in my own garage.
And he opens it, and we don't even stay. We just leave.
We were in the car together, and I was like, should I speed off? And she's like, yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then I sped off, and then we didn't know where my phone was.
No, we leave, and Ash is like, you have my phone, right? And I was like, no, I don't. I gave it to you. And she goes, it's in the car somewhere. I was like, no, ping it. And we don't hear it, and she goes, is it on the roof?
I parked the car at the stop sign about to leave your neighborhood, and then I pop out and I look and I'm like, oh my fucking god, my car. And I grab the phone and I jump back in the car, and so I was like, oh my god, and I'm like, oh my god, and then we speed away.
And over there was also construction near your house, and I'm pretty sure those construction guys witnessed all of
it. They definitely heard us like yelling at you. Put your hands up!
Yeah. I'm like, this is a robbery! Like, as you guys are freaking out about your phone, I'm inside the house looking at like the little candy and the two little cars. And then I flip one over and I'm reading them. And mom's like, oh, this is so nice. I'm like, yeah, this is nice. And I'm reading this. I kind of go, and then I go, because I'm a hero.
We're writing in them, and then Zoe and I are like, what are we gonna write? And then she says, because you're a hero, and I put our hero, and I was like, wait, what? And then she's like, what am I gonna write? And it was like, oh, the symbol for most wanted. Exactly, because every time that we play quads, not quads, trios, every time we die, Isaiah's like, I'm a hero.
Yeah, yes. I was like, I'm gonna put keep doing hero things. And she goes, draw most wanted.
So internally, I brought out my voice and just went, I'm a hero. My mom has no idea what that means, but I said it out loud anyways.
I love that.
That was perfect.
Yeah, and that's the story of how I got mugged.
It was fantastic. I felt really cool. I wish I would have brought the Nerf guns and really held you up, you know?
But it was spontaneous. And then
you know what my mom said right after you guys left and I did my whole hero thing?
Yeah. Like,
you know what? That was fun. You need more of that in your life. I'm like, yeah.
We were driving away and I was like, Zoe, this is really spontaneous. We're spontaneous people. We're fun.
I'm like, Mom, I don't know. I don't even know how to respond to that comment.
Your mom's calling you whack.
Your mom's like, those are some good friends.
you need some more of that. And I'm like,
a backhanded comment. Like, all the disappointment that's been building up for years. And she's like,
I'm like, you gave me things to do today, and I was doing them.
Oh, it was so funny. Nonsense. But once we left, we just, as soon as we saw the little cards, we looked at each other and we were like, oh. We're gonna do this.
We were like, we're right next to his house.
And then Zoe wrote another one for Chris. Did you write like two for Chris?
I wrote one for Chris. I secretly wrote the other for you.
Oh, I hate you.
I was like, I'm gonna give Chris multiple, and the other one was actually Chris.
Do you guys want to hear my poem that I wrote Zoe?
Yes, please.
So let me set the scene, baby. So, as we all know, I am a dyslexic that can't spell for shit. And that is a key component to this joke. Okay, this poem, I mean. And so I put, what's his name? Soho? Zuo? Soho? From Fruit Basket? The cat?
Kyo.
Kyo. Okay, so I put Kyo on there blushing, wearing a captain's hat. And it goes, roses are red, I can't spell violet. Cheer me up if you'd be my co-pilot.
But she misspelled violet.
I spelled violet V-Y-O-H-L-E-T. And the whole joke is I can't spell it. I fucking thought it was That's classic.
Hilarious. But that actually brings, I mean, even though it's not technically Valentine's Day themed,
Valentine
involved giving cards, and Chris got me hooked on this, and I thought
it's so funny,
funniest thing ever. So Chris, would you like to explain your card giving process and maybe give an example?
Oh,
you look excited.
I think it started with Zoe. I'm pretty sure it started.
It all started on my birthday
when I wasn't here.
Like, it was Zoe's birthday, and we had to go to her house. And we were like, I was looking for a card to get her. And I was just so tired of the normalized happy birthday, here's a dog pooping, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to give her a birthday card. And as I peek over to the other aisles, I see, you know, all the other holiday cards, and it just came upon me to.
It wasn't a holiday card.
It was a sorry for your loss.
Yeah, sorry for your. I feel like it was an important thing to do where you'd stop normalizing birthday cards and instead just get everything else.
Random card, like any type of card.
Sorry for your loss. Happy Hanukkah. You'll be remembered.
No, okay. I would like to premise this and say, this was around the start that I actually started playing video games. So I started playing Call of Duty with everyone, and I was just really bad at it. I'm okay at it now, but I was really bad at it. So he said, sorry for your loss, and it was something about gulag, and it was because I lose.
and then I think the next one he ended up giving out was from, I think it was for my birthday.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a happy anniversary birthday card. I still have it somewhere. For the next random podcast, I'll bring mine so I can read it.
It's so funny.
And then I thought I would return the favor to Chris when it was his birthday.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so for his birthday, I got him like a I'm proud of you daughter type card.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, at the end of the card, one of the lines that I can remember writing is, you're the best daughter a cousin could ever wish for. But he got the whole theme going, and I think it's genius and so funny, and I will definitely be using that tactic from now on.
Feel free, anybody listening, to start the trend.
It's really funny. It's genuinely funny.
It's just, you just don't know what you're going to get. And then we had this joke, so when we were planning Christmas, like what we were going to get everybody for Christmas, he was like, what if this is the one holiday that I'm consistent about, like that I get them a Christmas card, and they're not expecting a Christmas card. No, you were like, no, you said Christmas is the only time of year that you'll get a birthday card.
I think that's what he said. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going
to do. He was like, let's get them all birthday cards. This is the only time you'll ever get a birthday card.
That's funny.
It's fun.
It's the genius things that are just so simple. Oh, it's your birthday? Happy Halloween. Like,
you gotta enjoy the little things, you know?
Yeah. Oh, but that endeavor was definitely something that I enjoyed very much.
Your first communion.
I just wish we all lived a little closer to each other so that we could have hit everybody today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zoe and I wanted to hit another friend that her birthday's today as well. And we were like, it would be so funny if we just showed up and like threw this card at her and then like left. And then we're like, no, Georgia lives all the way in fucking Nowhereville. And so does Kenneth. So there's no signal when you go to Kenneth. So if you get lost, you die.
And I haven't been able to pay my phone bill in a while, so I'm connected. So I'm not disconnected from the world.
You make one wrong turn and then you're dehydrated and you're dead. That's it.
Yeah, you make one wrong turn and you're you're going to Miami.
You run into an army of scorpions and you're just like, how the fuck did these get here? They're like, we've always been here.
That too.
oh my god. So today, let me tell you what happened today after my mugging. My mom thoroughly enjoys doing like challenges, like physical challenges. Where she'll go on, like, you know, Google, YouTube, whatever, and she'll just look up, like, workout challenges, like, 2-week workout challenge or a month workout challenge or whatever, just to keep her, you know, physically fit to do stuff.
She's stronger than all of us.
So she brought one up, and she only really mentioned it to me today. I think her name is Chloe Ting. She is, she's on YouTube. You can watch all of her videos for free. There might be an advertisement here and there somewhere. But my mom was like, she has like a 2-week challenge and I want to do it. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I would, you know, I'll do it with you. Why not? Let's see how this goes. Like, how hard can some YouTube workout be? So my mom's like, all right, we're going to do it at like 6:30. I'm like, okay, cool. 6:30 comes around. We clear out the living room, give us some space to do whatever instructions this Chloe Ting girl is going to go ahead and give us. And there are, depending on the day, because 2-week challenge, depending on the day, there's a certain amount of videos that you have to watch and you just follow those steps. So today there was 3 videos, which came out to about 30 and 35 minutes long.
Yo, that's a genius way to up your viewer count.
Yeah, and there's three different videos. So one video was like 15 minutes and the other one was like 10 and the other one was like another 10.
She's racking in dough.
She really is, because she gets like millions of views on each one. It's kind of crazy. So we did the first one and it was nothing like super, super crazy. But like, my mom was like, you don't have to do it like 100% hard from the start. Let's just get a feel for how they do it. And in my head, I'm like, no. I'm a warrior. If I'm gonna
I'm a hero.
I'm a hero. If I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this the hero way. And the hero gives 110%. And I think that might have been a pretty bad mistake, actually. After the first 15-minute video, like, I was legit, like, I had a couple sweat bullets coming down my head. I'm like, man, you know, for a YouTube video, this is really working. Like, I can kind of feel it. I'm impressed that you can get this type of workout for free on YouTube. Like, man, you can really do have your own at home. So then the next activity that we had to do, because the first one's like a full body, like, warm-up thing. And then the second one, she was like, okay, and for the second video, we're going to be working on abs. And I'm like, sick. I would love to have abs, though I'm not consistent enough to get them. So we did the whole ab workout, and by the end of the ab workout, I was feeling it. I was feeling it. Like, the burn. Like when you had to do like six,
brother.
Like they, we didn't actually have to do 6 inches, but you guys know what that is, 6 inches?
No.
Okay, so that's where you lay down and you just, you're completely flat, but you keep.
Oh, you porpoise!
Yeah, you keep your feet about 6 inches off the ground. We didn't actually have to do that specific activity, but to use that one as an example, bro, I could not feel my legs halfway through the ab workout because of what I did in the first workout. So my stomach's supposed to be hurting, but my legs feel like they're 1,000 pounds. So we got through that. No. I somehow got through that one. And thank God in the middle of this, we were like cooking. So we had things in like the oven for like set for 10 minutes and then we're going to flip it. So every 10 minutes, we had like a minute and a half break just to go over there and flip it. And by this time, I'm sweating. Like this is like, I'm legit getting a workout. By the third video, there's like 15 different exercises in the third video. And each one is about 30 seconds long. Yo, I could do like the first 12 seconds and the last like 28 seconds or 18 seconds. I was like, okay, I'm going to wait till the next exercise because I can't do it right now. Yo, I was defeated by a girl and I was so impressed by her because in the video, I didn't see any cuts. So she's going through it the entire time. And I'm like,
she's like, I'm nothing but muscle.
She's not sweating. She's not tired. She's not taking a break.
She's like, I live on nothing but kale and water.
That's what I'm saying. She's not slowing down. And it's not even she's not even like crazy ripped. I mean, she looks great for like being a fitness person, but she's not even like crazy ripped. She's just like toned. And I'm like, yo, I just felt like I felt like a Dark Souls boss. Like I was getting my butt whooped. So my mom's like, do you want to do it tomorrow? I'm like, well, I'll do these the day that I'm here just so I can challenge this girl that's on the screen that is just a CPU. It's a CPU and me. It's a one-on-one battle now. So this 2-week challenge that now I somehow got involved in, at the end I will win. I may lose a few times.
I will win.
But the end of these 2 weeks, I will be victorious.
Listen, I tried to do some of those YouTube workouts for a while, and I'm not consistent. I can't do it. I'm just like, I'm bored. I'm leaving. And then I leave. And then I'm like, well, why am I chunky? Why am I a fatty?
Listen, you try it. Try the Chloe Ting thing. I'll send you the 3 videos and see how far you get before you just want to give up.
Okay.
Because they're not even like,
we're down.
They're not even,
you'll do it with me.
They're not even crazy hard exercises. But at the consistency that she keeps them at, it's like, okay, after the third one.
Yeah, I feel like the consistency is like the biggest thing because you can start it once, twice, 3 times, but after like 2-3 days, you're like, do I really want to do that? Nah.
Yeah.
Me.
I feel that, but yeah, no, I'll send it. I'll send it in our chat, and then
we'll challenge each other.
Can do it.
Yeah, I feel like that would be good to challenge each other.
The compete within the group.
Yeah.
The I'm boss a very competitive end. Person.
She really is.
It's bad. It's like bad. I see red.
You give
it's
up bad. Real quick though.
Started to go to the gym together and it was a long time ago, but she was like, okay, let's go on the treadmills together. We were side by side and she was like, I don't like going to the gym with you because I like to compete with people, and you're just like, oh, that's cool, that's what you're doing, but I don't like to compete. I'm just like, okay, we're just gonna sit by side by side. You're gonna do you and I'm gonna do me. And she goes, I wanted a competition.
Yeah, you see,
I have to be pushed.
Yeah, the workouts only work for me if I'm in a semi type of competition.
That's like, why I'm saying that we need to play competitive tag. Competitive tag and then some really hardcore games of kickball. And absolutely. I mean tackle kickball.
Oh, wait, how do you tackle the kickball? You throw the ball.
Yeah, but you can also tackle, so... And have you guys ever heard of bombardment? I'm down to play bombardment.
Can you explain what that is? I don't think I know what that is.
Basically dodgeball, but you have prisoners in a little base behind you. So like when you hit somebody and knock them out, they don't walk off to the side, they go to your prison, and then the only way to get them out is for the other team to, like, throw a ball and then catch the ball.
Isn't that like regular dodgeball?
What happened?
No, I said something. I guess in school, the way we always played dodgeball was like, even if you got out, if you caught it, your teammate always comes back. But I guess we didn't call it that.
But okay, that's cool. So the difference in regular dodgeball versus bombardment is that your teammate doesn't just come back because you caught the ball. That teammate has to catch the ball while they're in prison in the other team's camp.
Got it. Now that makes sense. That's cool. I like that.
But the problem with that is if one of the people on the opposite team catches the ball, then that person that threw the ball is out and has to go to the prison as well.
Ah, got it. Okay. I like it. That's cool. That's a nice spin on dodgeball.
It was something that I played in third grade, and I was like, nobody's ever played it with me after that, and nobody knows about it.
For the record, there is a T at the end of that game.
A what?
You keep saying bombardment.
It's called bombardment. No, bombardment.
Bombardment is suck a dodgeball
balls. Okay.
I was confused why it wouldn't have a T at the end. No, bombardment is like dropping bombs.
It is bombardment.
All right.
Would you guys like to do a quick Google search?
I already did. This is why I'm telling her.
It stands bombardment.
It says it's a dodgeball variation.
I'm an incredibly competitive person.
I had a lot of those types of games in PE, like in middle school and stuff. Where, like, we're out in the field, there's a line separating the field, and there's a lot of those different types of get to the other side. Actually, it wasn't even dodgeball. It was just, like, running to the other side and not getting your flag pulled.
Yeah.
Those games are so much fun.
I've only played this game in summer camp, when I went to summer camp, and I thought it was the most fun version of kickball I've ever played in my life, and I'm so upset that I've only got to play it there and nowhere else. Have you guys, I'm going to call it this, and I think this is what it's called, but have you guys ever played Ultimate Kickball?
No, but teach
that sounds familiar.
Ultimate Kickball is that you have two teams, obviously, I mean, up to however many players you want to play with. But instead of them being like bases that you would have like in baseball that you would typically play kickball with, you have like these two big mats, and the two big mats equal one base. So you would set it up the same way that you would set up a baseball field or a regular kickball field, but with each base having two big mats on them. And the way that you would score is that you kick the ball, like again, like regular kickball, and you can run to either the left or the right mat. Yes. You don't have to go in the same direction. You can either run to the left or the right. And you can stop on that mat, and the next person can kick the ball, run to your same mat, and you guys can both be on the mat together because it's big enough to hold like four or five people. And you do not have to run while you're on the mat, even if other people come. But the second your foot touches the floor, even if it's by accident and nothing's happening, you have to run to the next mat.
Okay.
But the thing that makes this also even harder, or maybe it's called extreme kickball, not ultimate kickball, but the thing that makes it harder to win or score in this one is because you have the discretion to go in whatever direction you want, and you can stay on the base for as long as you want, you have to go around the bases twice before you can score.
Okay. And
it was so much fun because we would play this game in the gym, and the mats would be on the ground, but sometimes if you came in too hot and you try to stop on the mat would slip and you would just fall and your butt would hit the floor, but your feet would be on the mat. But because a part of you touched the floor, you have to go for the next base.
Oh no.
And it's amazing. So anyone out there that's trying to play ultimate or extreme kickball or whatever it's called, please do. And I would love to be on a roster.
On the draft.
That sounds interesting for sure.
I'm ready. I also have a game for you for us to play.
And what's that?
It's called Throw Burrito. But I have the extreme version, so it's these big blow-up burritos that you have to throw at each other, and I think that we would really enjoy it.
That's from the same creators as Exploding Kittens, I think, right?
That it is.
Yes, so this will be an enjoyable game, to say the least.
We've really been
need to do? We have to buy one of those inflatable balls that you can get inside of and fucking sumo each other.
Oh god! If you can find me where they can, where they do that, I am 100% down.
I'm ready. One of those things
that I've wanted to do.
I've always wanted to do that.
Have you guys seen the inflatable ball ones that they're like playing soccer in go karts while in inflatable balls? It sounds like not an accident waiting to happen, but like an injury waiting to happen.
You're in a ball, but also on a go kart.
The top half of your body is covered by a ball. Like a little piece of ball. There are two goals and there are soccer balls everywhere.
Rocket League in real life.
That's what it sounds like.
It looks insane and I'm ready to do it.
I mean, if you can find it, I'm there.
Well, Zoe, wasn't there like this time that we were gonna go to a get together and there was a place that plays with go-karts and soccer balls?
I don't remember. I'll have to look
into it. It's called some weird, outrageous name, and it's in Orlando.
Maybe.
All right, but if you guys listening have any fun games that you would like to recommend to us, because we are always down to play something, go ahead and let us know. We got a Twitter. Go tweet at us, especially with movie recommendations or anything. At Uneducated Reviews. And then if you want us to post things on TikTok or whatnot, go ahead and hit us up at Uneducated Reviews. That's what we are on there. And with that being said, I do bid you a good time, depending on
a good one, guys.
Unless it's on a Saturday, then I hope you have a bad Saturday. But every other day,
what? What? What?